Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome this weekend to the Common Sense Show. Jim Brown here. I'm broadcasting from New Orleans, the French Quarter, right at Jackson Square this week. We broadcast in different locations. We're down here this week. Just amazing what a small world it is. I was at dinner last night in a nice, famous restaurant here called Arno's Restaurant. And I was just there, just visiting with some folks, and they said they were from outside of Chicago. And I just started talking to them a little bit, and they said, well, actually, we're from Elgin, Illinois. And so we visited for a while, and then they said, gosh, your voice sounds familiar. You don't spend any time in Chicago, do you? I said, no, I really don't. And they said, well, you sure sound familiar. I said, well, I do a radio show, and actually, I'm on the radio in Elgin, Illinois, WRNN, 1410 AM up in Elgin, and they carry our show well. Oh, yeah, we listen to you on the radio up here in Elgin, Illinois. So I thought it was a small world. And later on in that afternoon, had some folks that said they were from Poplar Bluff. And we got talking, and I said, sure, I was born in Kansas City, Missouri, raised in St. Louis, Missouri, before I made it down here to the deep south, to the deepest of the deep southern states in Louisiana. And we got talking. Well, guys, sure, we listen to your radio show on Sunday. We're up out of Poplar Bluff, and we have a great community up here where Poplar Bluff is located in southeast Missouri. And so we got talking a good bit and had some great stories to swap off back and forth. But they were located up in Poplar Bluff. That's KLID, 1340 AM in Poplar Bluff. The folks listen to us up that way. So anyway, small world. You're down here in New Orleans, and you get people listening to us from all over America. And we're sure glad you joined us today. Boy, May roared in like a lion as far as the weather is concerned. This has been the strangest month that I can remember in a long, long time. You have towns up in Alaska that have temperatures of 91 degrees. And that's just unheard of. Fairbanks, Alaska, our listeners up there, KFAR, 660 AM in Fairbanks, they know what I'm talking about. I don't think they reached that highs, but still, they're up in the 70s right now. Extremely warm, and then you've seen this change in the weather where the upload in terms of the massive flooding over in Texas, unbelievable. In the whole history of Texas, they never had anything like this. The governor's declared disaster area in 24 counties, and it's the biggest flood that Texas has ever seen. Massive flood up that way. Homes completely wiped off the map. A number of people died up there because of the rush, and boy, getting home at night, some people sat for 24 hours, I think, in their cars trying to fight their way. And tornadoes in Oklahoma, Texas. And so no one knows exactly why you have this massive weather changes. On the other hand, then I was reading about hurricanes. I'm certainly concerned about hurricanes after going through Katrina and some of the massive hurricanes we have down south. But the weather prognosticators are saying that, yes, there's still major hurricane threats, but it could be much further north. It could be for you folks up on the East Coast in New Jersey and New York. And I know what you went through with Hurricane Sandy. And so there's real shifts going on in the weather. Is it El Nino? Is it climate change? Global warming? No one really knows. No one really knows. But it's just unbelievable that in Eagle, Alaska, you'll have 91 degrees. You'll have these massive flooding in Texas where they've never had flooding before. And so It shows you that we're in a whole different focus in terms of weather and how we protect one another today. And I know something about this in terms of watching the weather. I was insurance commissioner in the state of Louisiana for 8 years. I'm sorry, for 12 years. And we dealt with hurricanes, of course, here. But in dealing with my fellow commissioners, we were concerned about national weather patterns, the tornadoes that have taken place in Oklahoma, Alabama, the terrible tornado up in Alabama. The flooding that took place up in Missouri. You folks up there on a number of stations listen to us in Missouri know about the flooding you've had up there. The drought that's going on out in California. The wildfires that take place. All this shows a pattern of increased disaster and the necessity for responses. One of the things I've been talking about, I mentioned on this show before, is the fact that we've got to have a national response. We can't take care of insurance needs with floods the size of Katrina in Louisiana. You folks up in New Jersey and up in New York, you cannot handle a Hurricane Sandy disaster on a local state level. You folks out in California are in a heck of a pickle out there right now with the drought, desperate for water. What do you do about stuff like that? I've been advocating a national disaster fund for a number of years, that what you would do would be, there'd be no big federal bailout, but there'd be a small portion of your insurance premium that you pay every month would go into a national disaster fund. And you would pay into the fund proportionate to the exposure that you have. You've got folks called actuaries who can put a pencil to it and determine just how much exposure a particular area has. Obviously, in my home state of Louisiana, we're going to have much higher exposure than you folks say in North and South Dakota. But California, for example, with the possibility of earthquakes, with the changing patterns up there, probably going to match us here in Louisiana. So you equivocate that to show how much each person pays into the fund. It's not a lot. It's a very small percentage, 1% of your premium. That goes into a national fund that builds up. And then when we have these national disasters, instead of running to the federal government for help and saying, bail us out, bail us out, bail us out, and the rest of the country saying, well, why do you live in that area to begin with? We pretty much as a unit, as a nationwide unit, take care of ourselves. It's something that could be implemented in a state, interstate compact, but the federal government has to kind of set it up. Congress has to set it up. And so I sure hope they'll, I think there's more interest in doing so. I proposed this. I testified up before a U.S. Senate committee back in 1995. And there was some interest at the time, but then the weather patterns settled down. And, you know, if there's no emergency, then everybody forgets about it. And there was no emergency for this last couple of years. Now we've had this massive increase in tornadoes, in hurricanes, in wildfires, in drought, you name it. Like I say, the tornado damage that now spins in Kansas, going on up into the plains area, up in northern area, areas like the Dakotas that used to not have much exposure. Now they do. And so we've got to look at a national response along this line. When the federal government bails you out, it often goes into the billions of dollars. We found that true down here in Katrina, where numerous billions of dollars. I don't know what the final total was, $150 billion to take care of the Gulf Coast. And it was necessary. These folks were struggling. And you say, well, people ought to move out of those areas. Well, do you move out of California because of the drought and the wildfire dangers and the dangers of earthquakes? And every area contributes. I don't care where you live in this country. You can find certain areas that contribute to the economy. Most areas contribute to the economy. Down here in the Deep South, we're the nation's largest producer of seafood, of oil and gas, of chemicals. So it's a huge economic generator, and you need to protect these areas. But I also believe that we just shouldn't run to the federal government with hat in hand asking for a bailout every time we have some of these problems. So I just mentioned that to you, I think because of the May, as I said before, this has been the most dramatic month I've ever seen in terms of various...
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, are you paying attention to the presidential election that takes place in well over a year? I'm really not, and I'm kind of in the business of news, writing columns, that kind of thing. If I'm not paying attention, most people really are not. But if you pay a little attention at all, just amazing what's happening. Usually it looked earlier that you had Hillary, Rodham, Clinton, they locked to be the Democratic nominee. Then with Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida, brother of the past president, son of the past president, said he was interested. It looked like it was going to be a Bush-Clinton runoff, Republican-Democrat, and it still may be, quite frankly. But I'm just amazed as to what's happening in the Republican field. There's over 20 candidates who now say they're going to run for president as Republicans. 20 candidates. Unbelievable number. I mean, you've heard some of the names like Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina. You've got half the U.S. Senate running. And you've got former Senator Rich Santorum of Pennsylvania. Then you've got present governors, Chris Christie, Bobby Jindal, John Kasich from Ohio, Rich Snyder from Michigan, Scott Walker from Wisconsin, and five former governors. I mentioned Jeb Bush, Mike Huckabee of Arkansas, George Pataki, the former governor of New York. I can go on and on and on. Then you've got the folks that have not been in public life before, and there's a lot of folks looking for a refreshing change. The neurosurgeon, Dr. Ben Carson, has created a fair amount of excitement, written a book, is out announcing that he's running. Former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina. She's the only female at this stage, so she's running. Former U.S. Ambassador John Bolton. That makes 20 candidates. Who would have thought the Republicans would be fielding 20 candidates? Now, one thing they have to deal with is that the Republican voters out there, a majority of Republican voters, are not at all satisfied with the new Republican Congress. You know, the Democrats had control. The Republicans came sweeping in. You would think that Republican voters will say, gosh, now we're kind of running the show. We feel good about it, and we're going to make a difference. Not true. Not true. Just 41% of Republicans approve of the job their party's leaders in Congress are doing. 41%. About 60% say, we don't like what's going on up there. We don't like it at all. You go back, say, a couple of years, 60% of Republicans approve of the leadership of the Republican Party. It's dropped from 60% down to 41%. A tremendous shift, and it's seen among conservative Republicans who say they just don't like what's happening up in Washington, D.C. Interesting, Fox News last week, that's hosting the first major debate, said they're going to limit the debate to 10 because if you had 20 candidates up there in an hour debate, each candidate would get about 30 seconds for their entire commentary. So Fox wants to limit it to 10, and I can see that, but how do you get cut off? If you get cut off in this first primary, you're pretty much completely out of the water, and some lesser-known Republican that may emerge in over a year to go won't have a chance at all. And then, of course, it's the money. Money is driving this thing. There's been a recent Supreme Court decision that pretty much takes the lid off of campaign spending. If you're a corporation, you can pretty much give whatever. You've got to kind of dance through the loopholes and go and do it through a PAC. But you can give pretty much as much money as you want to give. That's why you see these candidates, if you follow the news at all, are hanging out with all these billionaires all over the country, trying to court them to be kind of their mentor and put up the initial money to help them get going. And unfortunately, what's happening is raising money has become an all-consuming thing. All these candidates do is raise money. And if they're a senator trying to do a job, they don't do so because they're out raising money all the time. I heard an exchange by Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, very confrontational senator, new senator, only been there for a couple of years. Here's what he said about fundraising. He said, I've told my six-year-old daughter, running for office is real simple. You just surgically disconnect your shame sensor, he said, because you spend every day asking people for money. You walk up and say, how you doing, sir? Can I have money? Great to see you. Lovely shirt. Please give me money. That's what running for office is like today. Isn't that something? Cruz is the son of a Cuban refugee, you might remember. And he puts up with the hassle because he says, if I'm going to make a difference with this country, I've got to raise the money. If we lose our freedom, where do we go? And he makes that point, but why do you have to raise so much money? Then you've got illegal money flowing in, and we're supposed to have a way for checks and balances on that. We've got the Federal Elections Commission. It was set up by Congress some years ago. And they have, by law, it's you have to have three Republicans and three senators. I'm sorry, three Republicans and three Democrats. And if you're going to call for an investigation, there has to be a majority. Well, everything has gotten so partisan. We know that Congress is so partisan. You know, you're either on one side or the other. If you're a Democrat, the Republicans are evil. If you're a Republican, the Democrats are not good folks at all. And so there's been complete gridlock. And it's been years since the federal Elections Commission has taken any enforcement action. They just don't do it because you can't get a majority. The Republicans, if it's a Republican candidate to be investigated, the Republicans vote no, the Democrats vote yes, you've got a stalemate, and nobody gets investigated. Well, that's not right. That's not right. The system is really breaking down, and I think the American people are getting awfully frustrated. I certainly am. Bob Woodward, the Washington Post icon, who's the news reporter, broke the Watergate story. He gave a commencement address down my way here in New Orleans here about 2 weeks ago. Here's what he said. This is Bob Woodward, Watergate fame. There is a new governing crisis here, and it is getting worse. It's about money in politics. Hear what he said? It's about money in politics. It involves both political parties. I won't name names. If you follow the news at all, you know. It is said that the media is sleeping, lost its investigative zeal, and does not have the patience to dig. There's some truth in that. But the charges, but that changes when there's a good story. And money in politics is a great story and important to democracy. It is important that the next president be able, unfettered and unbought, to find and move this country to the next stage of good. That's Bob Woodward with the Washington Post. And he makes the point about the massive influx of money coming in and how it affects politics today and how you set priorities. When he says the media is sleeping, I'm not sure the media is sleeping so much. The economics of investigation have become such that it costs so much money to do an investigation. Say you're going to investigate a local state senator in your home state. Well, the local newspaper's got to put a couple reporters on that investigation. They may spend weeks or months going through records galore, interviewing people. And the paper just can't afford to do that. I don't care how big a paper you are. The largest papers in your state, economically, can't afford to do that kind of thing. So money, money, money. It's all about money. And it's certainly putting a damper on this presidential election. Hey, Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website is www.jimbrownusa.com. I write about these topics I talk about, write a weekly column. You can sign up for that column and have some fun and look at my website. Go to my website at jimbrownusa.com. Put your email address in there. Every Thursday, I'll give you an update as to who's going to be in the show and what we're talking about across this country in our columns. Let's take a pause right now. I'm going to freshen up my coffee. I hope you'll do the same, and we'll come back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Working on a home or residential painting project, there's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S., each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Double standards that take place within the criminal justice system, particularly if you're a big bank, if you're a big financial institution. You've heard that term, too big to fail. These companies are so big, they're going to bring down the economy. You and I are not too big to fail. If we can't make it work, if we violate the law, we get prosecuted or we go under. But not the big banks. They get off scot-free. So, and what we're finding now with criminal acts, it's one thing to have some financial problems, but in criminal acts, we're now finding that a lot of these big banks are too big to jail. Bart Naylor is joining me here right now. He's here to talk about it. He's with an organization called Public Citizen, a national watchdog group that looks after these issues very closely, and they're concerned about it, and I am too. Bart, glad to have you in the Common Sense Show today.
Thank you. It's a privilege to be speaking with you.
Mark, tell us what happened last week. You had five major banks in this country. Many banks are service, a lot of my listeners out that way, that pled guilty to a series of crimes involving the misuse of money, and all they got off was with a fine, no criminal prosecution. Tell us who the banks are and just what they did.
The banks include J.P. Morgan and Citigroup, as well as three European-based banks, and they pleaded guilty to criminal violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. Most specifically, they engaged in essentially price fixing, where the currency traders went into a private chat room separate from their company's email and so forth, and agreed between the banks that the foreign exchange would be set at this or some other rate, which was to the advantage of them, both as personal traders and to their parent company banks. needless to say, when you have price fixing and you have a bank and a trader making money, that money didn't come from thin air. It came from the people on the opposite side of the trade, which are the rest of the world, including, you know, average Americans who might be purchasing a product, for example, that's manufactured in Europe for which there is an exchange paid. So it affects us all, and what's most sort of pernicious about this is that the impact is somewhat invisible.
No, well, because I wouldn't know it or you wouldn't know it. We don't see it directly affected. We pay the price and don't know the shenanigans that are going on. Is that right?
So you purchase this thing off the shelf in a store, and it says, here's the price, and it happened to be made in Europe. You know, $100 for the cost of the manufacturing, and $1 extra for the trader who manipulated the currency. Unfortunately, that's not on the sticker price, but it's there nevertheless. You just don't see it.
So I guess what you're saying, and if you say just $1, that doesn't sound like much, but if you make that $1 hundreds of thousands of times day after day, that really adds up. That's not chump change.
Let me ask you this.
So Barty, if you or I have a small business, I'm in my community, and I violate any of my local laws or I involve in any financial shenanigans, I can lose my license, be criminally prosecuted, I can go to jail, and we can cite many, many examples of small business.
Hello?
My license, go to jail. And
yes.
And so in any event, if that happens to me, what happened to these five banks?
Well, what happened to the five banks in practical terms is nothing. They paid fines. In the case of Citigroup, it was upwards of $1 billion. But let's make sure we understand who they is. In the case of Citigroup and all the banks, it's the shareholders, the owners of the company, who didn't pay the fines, the actual traders that committed the crimes, or any of the officers charged with supervising them. In addition, the government, the federal government, took great pains to make sure that other regulatory agencies that institute mandatory penalties for criminal firms waive those. It's as if you got caught for drunk driving and you had to spend 30 days in jail, but you're also supposed to lose your driver's license as an additional penalty. Well, in this case, metaphorically, they allowed the banks to keep their driver's license. Their actual businesses are not affected.
And $1 billion sounds like a lot of money when you talk about J.P. Morgan, but in the scheme of their overall profits, that's not much of a fine, is it?
That's correct. This bank has $2.5 trillion. That's 2,500 billion dollars in assets. They're making $30 and $40 billion a year. And again, it is the shareholder that's effectively paying this fine. You raised an important point of the sort of summarized as too big to jail. One of the currency traders in the chat room advised one of his other traders, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. And that crystallizes the single problem with a lack of enforcement, because unless the banks know bankers truly will pay a penalty, unless they know they will be spending the night in a bed other than their own, then they will be not only invited, but essentially mandated to keep committing crimes. Every American knows the crimes of macroeconomic scale that visited the United States back in 2008, leading to millions of people losing their homes, their jobs, their savings. And that took place against a backdrop of massive fraud. Now, unless the banks pay for that, they will commit the fraud again, not because they're necessarily bad, but because they need to remain a competitive advantage with another banker who may not commit the fraud. So that's why it's so important that big banks, as well as small banks and small private businesses, are held to account to the full letter of the law.
Yeah, if you can get by with a fine and you're a huge bank like this, say, hey, we'll roll the dice. If they don't catch us, we'll make a massive profit. If they do catch it, well, you get slapped on the wrist, you pay a fine, and the shareholders are going to get stuck with a fine, not going to affect any of us. So let's take a chance and roll the dice, because the incentives, what we could gain out of this, or the profits are so high that it's worth taking the risk. If all you're going to get is a fine, then number one, you don't pay, the shareholders pay, and number two, doesn't really affect your bottom line that much.
That's right. In fact, we actually don't know from these settlements that were announced last week exactly how the companies profited. The Justice Department hasn't told us that overall Citigroup or J.P. Morgan made this much money from the manipulation, and therefore the penalty suits that. We just have to assume that it's a big number, and gosh, you know, who are we to understand if it even means something? But again, the bankers themselves don't pay. They've already cashed in their stock options and so forth. It's the shareholder whose value is now decreased because of the payment of this fine.
Yeah, and the cynicism by middle America, by folks like you and me, from my listeners out there, just seems to just rise so greatly when you see the big guys. And there's been it's not like this is new. If it was just a one-shot thing, you say, well, there were some bad eggs. They got caught, and hopefully that'll be a sign that nobody's going to do it again. But far from being a one-shot opportunity or one-shot thing that happened, this goes back years and years. You saw the banking crisis that happened in 2007, 2008. There's a whole pattern of these things to where some fines are levied, a few people get slapped on the wrists, but when it comes to any real teeth in there to set an example, we just don't see it. And we've seen that under Republican Justice Department officials and Democratic Justice Department officials. So the heavy hand just is not there. Bart, can you hang on with me? I got to take a break. I got some more questions to ask you. We're talking about the fact of these big banks that are ripping off the public. And good topic and something we need to get into more. Bart Naylor is my guest. He's with an organization called Public Citizen. Bart, is that publiccitizen.org is your website?
Yes, citizen.org is the website.
Citizens.org. Good. We'll put that on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, freshen up your coffee. We'll come back and talk some more about this very important subject. Hang with me.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at gcnlive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're talking about the fact that not only are banks, the big guys, not the little banks, not the little folks like you and me, the big banks are not only too big to fail, but now we're finding out that they're too big to jail. Even though they're ripping off the public to the tune of billions and billions of dollars, they get a slap on the wrist and go about their business. Now, this is not the first example of how of this going on. It's happened before in a number of instances, and we're here to talk about it here today and put in perspective. Public Citizen is kind of a think tank group that watches these issues very, very closely. We've got Bart Naylor on the phone with us right now. Bart, let me ask you this. I said this is not the first time this happened. If you go back just what a matter of 6 months ago, you got, or 5 months ago, you got this HSBC situation. The world's third largest bank made a real sweetheart deal just like this last group did. They were involved with money laundering avenues for drug traffickers in the tune of billions of dollars. And so it seems like we coddle the mega corporate criminals. My point is that there seems to be a pattern of this. Do you find that true or not?
Yes. In fact, you correctly identified the HSBC case, which brought us to the phrase, too big to jail. Just for a little bit of context, Washington deals in numbers that are too large to really comprehend. But HSBC admitted to laundering money with respect to $200 trillion worth of wire transfers. And that's not a verbal typo. T is in too big to jail, $1 trillion. And as you correctly say, this was for tyrants and narco traffickers and terrorists. When the Attorney General, then Eric Holder, explained why they only paid a fine equivalent to a month's worth of profits, he explained in Senate testimony that there comes a time when a firm is so large, the collateral consequences of bringing a real fine would be ripple financial tsunamis through the system, and therefore they couldn't really bring such a big fine. In other words, as you say, too big to jail. Now, as it happens, the actual U.S. attorney who authored that agreement, it was called a deferred prosecution agreement with HSBC, happens to be the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York named Loretta Lynch. that name should be feeling familiar because she is now the successor to Eric Holder as the Attorney General of the United States. I would like to offer the listeners some bit of hope in the sense that these five convictions, criminal admissions by the companies, is now different than the deferred prosecution with HSBC. These companies have now pleaded guilty. So in other words, we have now gone beyond the concept that we can't have a criminal plea. But as we've discussed earlier, there still is no real impact on the business. In one sense, it's a pain-free guilty plea with these banks.
What's interesting is that, you know, the Democrats are supposed to be the tough guys, if you will. The Republicans are supposed to be all embedded with Wall Street. And you can understand, not understand, it's not right, but I guess you, if you had to be a betting person and you would say, who would be the most likely to let Wall Street, big banks like this off the hook or giving them a sweetheart deal, it would be a Republican administration. And you know, we're neutral here on this program, but you would think that Wall Street being so heavily Republican, that upper 1% we hear so much about, I found it interesting that the group that let them off the hook was a Democratic Justice Department, and as you said, in both instances, first it was this new Attorney General. Before she became Attorney General, she was the U.S. Attorney, as you pointed out, in New York. She confected the settlement for HSBC. Now she's signing off on the five banks who are too big to jail. So it looks like the pendulum has swung where the Democrats are in bed with Wall Street. I don't know how they benefit from it, but kind of ironic. You wouldn't bet on a Democratic Attorney General doing something like this, would you, Bart?
Yeah, it's somewhat surprising. I was the head of investigations for the U.S. Senate Banking Committee a number of decades ago under a Republican president, namely Reagan and then Bush, at a time of the savings and loan crisis. And under those Republican regulators, more than 1,000 savings and loan people, many of them in Texas, were indicted and jailed for their accounting frauds. And as you say, it's under the Democratic Obama administration that we have a Justice Department that has adopted this too-big-to-jail policy. Now, as a practical matter, Democrats may be less, they may benefit less from campaign contributions from business, but there is an exception to that, and that is banking, banking contributions. You'll see that bankers, and Wall Street writ large factors among the largest contributors in American politics, and it is bipartisan. Wall Street contributes to Democrats as well as Republicans, and Democrats, knowing that, the default position is to, if you will, favor Wall Street. That's one of their sources of income from a, if you will, narrower universe than is a Republican candidate. How that affects prosecutors is unclear. A justice is supposed to be blind. The problem is, as we're pointing out, it seems to be very eyes wide open when it comes to who is being accused of these of crimes.
Bart, I can see the internal politics and the give and take taking place within an organization like the Justice Department. What surprised me was that when Loretta Lynch was up for her confirmation, that and I didn't follow it that close, but you would the HSBC was such a distasteful settlement that you would have thought that members of Congress would have really zeroed in on her and almost made her a point of reference for crimes and corruption within the Democratic administration. And yet, I know there was a delay in her confirmation. It was all built around playing with the immigration bill. It had nothing to do with something like the HSBC. What did you find at her nomination, confirmation? Was she really questioned about this whole situation? And if she was, it didn't seem to have much difference because she went on, the first thing she does when she's the new Attorney General, she goes ahead and approves this last operation we're talking about with these five banks. So what happened at her nomination? Why didn't the elected members of the U.S. Senate take a harder line on her?
It's a good question. In fairness, two senators in particular, the chair of the committee, Charles Grassley of the Judiciary Committee, as well as David Vitter, a Republican from Louisiana, asked questions, including follow-up questions. For context, even as Lynch was going through the confirmation process, our well-known bank, HSBC, was going through yet another problem. This was in terms of enabling tax evasion, again, on a massive scale. Those senators did ask the question. I would have to say why the senators did not, in my opinion, appropriately focus is I guess they viewed that immigration was more commonly understood an inflammatory issue with their constituents. That banking, which is an abiding problem that I deal with, too often is considered complex or boring, even though our lack of attention to it is what leads to the financial crises that lead to, you know, millions of people losing their jobs, savings, and houses. So I don't have an answer, or I don't have a real good reason other than Washington is what it is, and we deal with it way too much in theater and not enough in substance.
And unfortunately, the average person like you and me are the losers out here. Hey, Bart, really appreciate you spending some time with us here today. Bart Naylor is with a group called Public Citizen. The website is citizen.org, and you can find a lot of information about what they're looking at in this instance and other instances. Bart, take care. Have a nice weekend. Hope we can talk to you again in the future.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care. Bart makes some good points. It's very disturbing that the average person out there lives by a completely different set of rules, the rules we should all be living by, versus these large banks, the financial institutions that have had, as Bart said, a sweetheart deal under both Republican and Democratic administrations. I'm just dumbfounded that this HSBC, did you get what he said, what Bart said? $200 trillion of illegal wire transfers, money laundering, just terrible stuff, drug traffickers, terrorists, and they get a slap on the wrist. And then they go ahead and nominate the lady that made the deal, Loretta Lynch. She's now the attorney general, the top cop, the top law enforcement officer in all of America. You have to shake your head and wonder, elections coming up next year, why would you vote for any member of Congress, particularly someone that supported a lady like this? Just appalling to me. Absolutely appalling. Jim Brown here. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Let's take a break for some news. We've got a great second hour coming up, so stay with us. Freshen up your coffee. We'll make some more common sense again right after the news.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866- 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.